From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting coordinated militant attacks in Egypt's Sinai killed dozens. An unprecedented attack left dozens dead Wednesday after militants launched several attacks on Egyptian military outposts in the Sinai Peninsula near the town of Sheikh Zuwaid. Egypt says 17 of its soldiers and officers were killed in hours of fighting, along with 100 militants. The attacks were claimed by loyalists to the Islamic State group. John Kirby is a U.S. State Department spokesman.
We express our sincere condolences to the victims, their families, and the government and people of Egypt. These attacks come as Egypt is mourning the assassination of its public prosecutor, Hisham Barakat, on Monday. The perpetrators of these cowardly crimes must be brought to justice. The United States remains steadfast in its support of the Egyptian government's efforts to combat terrorism in Egypt.
Islamic extremists have launched attacks on security forces in Sinai in an increasing tempo, following the ouster of Islamist President Mohamed Morsi in 2013. President Obama announced Wednesday the U.S. and Cuba have agreed to reestablish diplomatic relations and plan to reopen embassies in Washington and Havana later this month, the latest sign of an easing of more than five decades of hostility.
Last December, I announced that the United States and Cuba had decided to take steps to normalize our relationship. As part of that effort, President Raul Castro and I directed our teams to negotiate the reestablishment of embassies. Since then, our State Department has worked hard with their Cuban counterparts to achieve that goal. And later this summer, Secretary Kerry will travel to Havana formally to proudly raise the American flag over our embassy once more.
The U.S. trade embargo and Cuba's human rights record are among the issues that still block normalizing relations following Fidel Castro's revolution in 1961. This is VOA News. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras Wednesday said he's sticking with plans for a referendum Sunday on bailout terms demanded by European creditors. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said there will be no more negotiations until the outcome of that referendum is clear. The head of the International Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde, expressed hope for the outcome.
A major decision was made last Friday to interrupt the negotiations on the part of Greece when it decided to launch a referendum this coming Sunday. I think there is a democratic process that is underway, and that should result in hopefully more clarity, less uncertainty as to what is the determination of the Greek people and what is the authority of the government.
Greece is cut off from further European aid after failing Tuesday to meet a midnight deadline for repaying the IMF $1.8 billion. The head of the UN's nuclear agency is to meet Iranian President Hassan Rouhani in Tehran Thursday as negotiators from Iran and a group of six world powers continue working toward a comprehensive nuclear agreement in Vienna. Yukiya Amano's visit expected to focus on access for inspectors who monitor Iran's nuclear activities. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke about the talks Wednesday at the Vienna site.
We are working very, very hard. We have some very difficult issues, but we believe we're making progress. And we're going to continue to work because of that.
Inspections and the pace at which sanctions against Iran are lifted remain two of the main obstacles. Hundreds of armed Tunisian police patrolled resort areas following last week's massacre of nearly 40 foreign tourists, 30 of them British. Thousands of foreign tourists have left the North African country following Friday's attack on the Imperial Mahraba Hotel. Others remain, including this German tourist.
Yes, I feel very safe here in Karawan. On the first day it happened, we were not so safe. We're in a house very, very close to the hotel. We came here years ago, so we went back to Karawan. We had a very good time there, and so now we come back and we feel very safe, so no problem.
Friday's attack, the second on foreigners in Tunisia following the assault on Barta Museum in March that killed more than 20. At least six people, including a policeman, killed Wednesday near Burundi's capital in the latest political violence, which first erupted in April with a decision by President Pierre Nkurunziza to seek a controversial third term. The UN says the number of migrants crossing the Mediterranean to Europe in the first half of this year jumped by more than 80% from the same period last year. The new data published Wednesday showed nearly 140,000 making the dangerous journey between January and June. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.